Good morning, 92.5 KJJY, Chad Taylor. If you know anything about me, you know one of my favorite things to do outside of being on the radio is going to concerts. And we have amazing concert this summer here in Central Iowa. And Grant is here, who has been doing some amazing things for the last, 15 years with Guthrie's?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Guthrie's River Ruckus, 15 years, and you guys have brought, we're not talking about small acts here, acts like Hardy, who's selling out stadiums with Morgan Wallen, Chase Rice, Riley Green, Sarah Evans, Miranda Lambert, Kip Moore, Chris Jansen, Joe Diffie, the late great Joe Diffie, the late great Toby Keith, who
Eric
just
Church.
Passed away. Eric yep. Church. There was an announcement not too long ago that you had to move Guthrie's River Ruckus.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. I mean, really, really. I mean, there's not many festivals that have been able to stand the test of time in the Midwest. And we've been very, like I said, I can't say how fortunate we've been to be doing what we've been doing and got through for 15 years, but things have changed. I mean, the expenses are just so outrageous, and as much as I love, I mean, I live in Guthrie, love Guthrie, everything about it, but it just adds so much more expense being out in the rural setting as opposed to maybe in the metro. So after this last year, our crew got together, and it was one of those decisions we've made that either we need to hang it up, unfortunately, or maybe try to find another venue that could fulfill the needs that we need to fill and be able to pay the bills. I mean, that's what it boils
exactly.
down to. It's not a cheap venture whatsoever.
I think people would be shocked to know just one of those acts cost you.
Yeah, no, it's, and I'm essentially a low man on the totem pole when it comes to Nashville. I mean, there's the big dogs that buy these artists that go do 20 plus shows, and for us to be a private entity that to be able to pull these names,
I tip my hat to you. I told you that off the air, and I mean that sincerely.
Yeah,
what you have done over 15 years and the acts that you have brought and the money that you have spent to put on these types of shows, it's amazing, and we appreciate it as fans.
And honestly, it wouldn't happen without the fans. I mean, I got great sponsors over the years, but I mean, the fans showing up year in, year out, that's what's kept us going. And
it's not like you're too far from the original location. I mean, you're going to be
about an hour.
Still here in Central Iowa. You're going to be in Altoona. You're going to be in my hood now, because that's where I live.
Yeah.
You're actually bringing it to Adventureland. Tell us more about that.
We are. We had a couple of venues in mind, and luckily, I mean, the layout and everything we loved about Adventureland, they've got space just west of their admin building that fits perfectly for a festival, and they have a theme park and a water park with parking abundance. There's a casino next door, Bass Pro. There's outlets of the Altoona, the malls for folks to enjoy during the day. Adventureland, they're going to have several local artists playing on their stage during the afternoons. So you can come early, get a bite to eat, enjoy some live music in the park before you come across the street for the main stage each night on June 7th and 8th this year. So,
of course, you can still go to GuthriesRiverRuckus.com for now.
Yeah, we're getting that name.
That's the hub, right?
Yeah, yep.
We talked about some of the acts you brought in the past, but this is a great lineup this year. You got, on the Friday night, on June 7th, you've got Chris Young, Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line, right? June 8th, on that Saturday, somebody that's been to the Ruckus before that puts on a phenomenal show. I can't say enough great things about Jake Owen. Lauren Elena and Drew Green will be out there on that day.
Chris Young was actually our very first headliner back in 2009. So it's kind of a full circle moment that he's going to be the first headliner at our new venue. So he's excited about it. I'm excited about it. So he's definitely in a much different place than he was 16 years ago.
Amen.
With a slew of hits. So we're looking forward to it.